But right now, we are joined by Mike Amari, a local event organizer for Opus 40 Basilica Hudson and other places, and Liam Singer, the owner of the Avalon Lounge in Catskill, who is also on Wave Farm's board of directors. And each month they come and preview events from their the show paper in the Chosen Family zine. And this month we're talking about what's coming up in October. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great.
Good.
Nice
yeah.
to see that sun.
Yes, it's it's after a dreary weekend, it is the sun has returned.
I guess I should preface by saying that all the shows that we're talking about, the show paper, we'll post it on our Instagram.
Yes.
Probably pretty much right around the first. And then the zines themselves, the physical printed zines will with the show paper in them will drop probably Friday, Saturday, Sunday this weekend. Mm-hmm. And we post you know, where we're dropping them on the Instagram as well. So if you wanna, you know, pick up one of these things or just, you know, screenshot it on your phone or whatever, that's how you can find what we're talking about.
Yeah, and if we weren't clear at the beginning, The Chosen Family is a zine that you guys put out that has all kinds of interesting stuff in it, but a very interesting events calendar.
Yeah, we try to sort of focus on small, mid-sized DIY spaces all the way from the Hudson Catskill area down to the Newburgh Poughkeepsie Beacon area and, you know, roughly the Hudson Valley. And you know, there's, it's a kind of nebulous region. It can be hard to know what's going on, but, you know, hopefully people check it out and are willing to make that half hour, 40 minute drive and see something new.
Well, people who live around here probably know how hard it is to find out about events. I mean, I think that's sort of what this is born out of, is like we kind of do some of the research for you, so to speak, where it's like, you know, you might not have to rely on your social media algorithm or whatever your, you know, mailing lists that you're signed up to find out about shows. You can hopefully find out about something.
Yeah, I think we've all had the experience of being on social media and seeing like, oh, this show was 2 days ago.
Right. All the good ones happened 2 days ago. Yeah.
Or when a post says tonight and you're like, please be today. Please be today.
Yes.
It's like 5 days
ago. Exactly, yes.
Yeah, but October, you know, obviously we're getting into the Halloween season, so there are some good, I mean, Halloween being on a Tuesday, it's one of those funny years where it's hard to know what the
weekend of
what the night is to celebrate, but there's a lot of good stuff.
Seems
happening.
Like people are banking on the Saturday for
sure. Saturday's a big
Saturday,
one.
The Saturday before or the Saturday
after?
The Saturday
before.
Yeah, so that's like the 28th, I believe. Yeah. There's a bunch of stuff on the 28th.
Mm-hmm. On the 27th, Shadow Witch is playing Half Moon. They're a lot of fun. They do a black white show on Halloween. They're kind of a doom metal band, but they do this the lead singer told me it was inspired by seeing Genesis when he was a kid. They did this kind of black light thing.
Well, it's very like DIY black light show though. It's like you know, he's made his own apparatus for these lights, and then, you know, they wear costumes that are made for it and stuff. It's really it is pretty
great.
But it's kind of lo-fi in that way too.
And Half Moon has some more stuff than usual happening.
They do.
Month.
It seems like they're a little bit back.
Yeah, they've got two cool experimental shows. On the 6th, they've got Tom Carter. He's a great experimental guitarist. And then on the 14th, Chris Corsano, Leah Bertucci, Ben Vita, Erica Don Lyle. It's kind of a whole big lineup of pretty cool.
Mostly based in the Hudson Valley.
Mostly Hudson Valley. Yeah. I think Erica's touring. So that's fun to see. And also a show on the 1st, I think, at John Doe Records. So Hudson's getting
that
some
Lori
more stuff
Goldstein
than
show on the 1st, right? Yeah.
Well, and Half Moon has that band, Baba Commandant, and the Mandingo Band, who are playing three shows in the Hudson Valley. So Half Moon, The Falcon, and
Tubbies,
then Tubbies.
Right?
Yeah. So, and they're an amazing band. I think they played at Half Moon a couple months ago as well. And they're from, I want to say, Ghana?
Yeah. No, Burkina Faso.
Oh, Burkina Faso. Yeah. So amazing band. And you could, you know, have your pick. I'm sure that one of those places is near you, you know?
Yeah, definitely worth seeing. Yeah. And yeah, we were sort of just discussing which shows to cover. And it has to be mentioned that Lightning Bolt is playing Colony, which is just so interesting. Interesting a venue choice. As we it's wonder much... in the magazine, if they're playing Colony, does that necessarily make them classic rock?
I like that.
The boomers in Woodstock are going to be out for Lightning Bolt.
I've never seen anyone mosh in there, really.
No, I mean, Superchunk,
there was lots of pogoing going on in Colony, which may have been a first for.
I remember years ago they did a show there with Fishbone.
Oh yeah, people
and that and that went over really well and
crowd surfing.
Yeah, crowd surfing and stuff.
That's
but
a little more Woodstock than Lightning Bolt, though.
Yeah, totally. No, Lightning Bolt's like just, you know, more of an affront to your senses.
Sheer
which,
force.
Yeah.
But with an aging and a sort of aging fan base, I'd be curious to know how wild it'll get, you know, like near the near the drums, if people will mosh the way they used to.
Yeah, if they still have that kind of following, like if that following is coming from all over the region to see them and bringing the energy, which I would assume they would, you know, they don't care what venue it's in. It's like, we're here to see our favorite band, you know?
But that same night at Tubby's, there's a great noise show. If the Lightning Bolt shows.
Competing noise shows.
Yeah.
So there was a noise show in Cairo on Saturday.
Oh yeah. There's
it got moved here at the last moment, but there was a noise show in Cairo.
Was it in that building on Main Street again?
At one point it was going to be, and then it moved to somebody's house, like behind Main Street. But it kept getting moved at the last minute. It was supposed to be in Kingston or something.
Mm.
Yeah. I know that there are a couple local noise artists who live in Cairo and have been throwing some stuff there, which is good to see. And there was also, it was happened too last minute for us to list for this month, but there was a show at Nonchalant Gallery on Sunday that seemed very well attended. So good to see things happening in Cairo.
For the first time that I can remember, non-cover bands performing in Cairo.
Yeah, well, there was like a month or two ago, there was that whole like noise festival, Buddy Fest.
Yeah, that's Matt put on.
Moved around a few times over the years, but it has
been in Cairo before. His house, I think I went one year. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
George Clanton at Glens Falls House. That's a pretty big one for all those
Glens Falls House
fans.
Yeah.
More Cairo.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Round Top, but part of Cairo, yeah.
Yeah. There's also, October, I always think of O Positive Festival in Kingston.
Right.
Is, Indigenous Peoples Weekend, the 6th through the 8th. I don't know if they've, released the schedule, but, you know, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, if you have one of those days and you can go, you're just gonna find something.
I mean, they got Bobcat Goldthwait.
Yeah. Which is crazy. I think he's gonna be in the Old Dutch Church.
He's not opening for Lightning Bolt?
Yeah. which is an interesting venue, yeah. And then this Sunday coming up, which is the first, is the final day of Tubby's 5-year, which is kind of a mini festival in its own right, which is in the alleyway next to Tubby's, and it's like 10 bands or something.
Yeah, amazing lineup. They killed it.
Honestly, artists from like all over the world and all over the region. So I don't know if
Landlady at Graveside, that's cool.
Yeah.
Adam Schatz, who is Landlady, is a very cool Brooklyn musician who, you know, doesn't have huge name recognition, I guess, but has probably played with someone you love. He's kind of all over the place. What else we have going on?
While we're listening to WGXC Acre, and we're talking with Mike Amari and Liam Singer, and going over the show paper listings from the Chosen Family Zine.
This was an interesting one. This is on October 15th at the Orpheum Theater in Saugerties, the Upstate Films Theater there. Harry Smith's early abstractions. So this experimental short films that he made that I've never heard about. And a local musician with an ensemble, with a band, Will Epstein, who's an interesting musician in his own right, is like doing a live soundtrack.
That's cool.
That was something that I hadn't really heard anything about or seen anything about, but sounded really interesting. There's a couple cool little film things going on. There was another one at Orpheum, I think, that's documentary that's just coming out about like the roots of like Zydeco and Cajun music. Nice. That sounded really cool.
I love Zydeco. So,
has anybody been to the local yet in Saugerties?
Oh, well, yeah, you have.
Yeah, just put on a show there on Sunday. Show that I had to move indoors because of the rain. From Opus 40. So
how is that venue?
Awesome space. I mean, it's an old church chapel, so it's got these great stained glass windows, high ceiling, you know, wood, everything. So it's cool.
Good.
Yeah, I think for especially for like quieter stuff, it's like a really
that's what their programming
listening room. Yeah,
towards.
But they've got we've got some stuff there this month. They have
They've also got an Afrobeat band.
Yeah.
Neva Wartell was raving about how the first band that played there or something was the best band she's ever seen or something. It was some Afrobeat band. I don't remember.
Yeah, the organizers, I don't know them, but they seem to have a history with event organizing, and they're coming out of the gate with some really strong shows.
Yeah, so that's right in town in Saugerties, right around the corner from the Orpheum and from all, you know, the little main intersection there. So I mean, as far as I know, it's the first time there's kind of a legit music venue in Saugerties in a long time.
A nightlife district.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a couple of restaurants and the movie theater, and so there's like plenty to do in Saugerties now.
Yeah.
Skate Time dance party for Halloween hosted by Hirana Market. That's cool. That's on the 30th. Avalon, there's a couple Halloween events on the Thursday before Halloween, the 26th. We're hosting a screening of WNUF Halloween Special, which is a sort of modern cult classic Halloween movie.
Yeah, what is that?
Sort of like a fake, I think it's a, I haven't seen it, but it's a fake broadcast from the 80s that I think slowly sort of gets taken over by zombies or something like that.
It's radio
but
art.
Sleepover Trading Company, that's some folks that are starting this sort of idea of in Catskill of these kind of 80s throwback events. So this is, that one's by them. And
my favorite guitarist in the whole world is playing at Tubby's October 21st, I think, Chris Forsyth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
That's that and the Baba Commandant show are two of the biggest ones I want to see this month.
For sure. Those are really good choices. But yeah, a lot of kind of just local heroes playing this month, too. I mean, I can't go over them all, but just a lot of really talented people from the Hudson Valley, I'm seeing on the calendar this month.
Yeah, so everyone should, you know, check out the show paper, find something. I mean, the great thing about the show paper is that we give these little anecdotes or little descriptions of the shows. So, you know, they aren't from like a press release, and they aren't, you know, totally serious either. So it's like trying to just
give you a little flavor of what it might
exactly.
be.
Exactly. So, you know, if something piques your interest, then you can, you know, just go check out that artist's music and see if it's something you want to see.
It's never been easier.
Yeah. And the rest of the zine, I'm trying to think if there's anything interesting to talk about.
Good stories.
Yeah, there was a British guy who lives in Chatham who wrote a piece about like moving to Chatham from England sort of, you know, just the learning, you know, the sort of quirks of the local area and
that Leeds is different than Leeds and things like that.
Yeah. So that was kind of a sort of funny, sort of heartfelt piece that got sent in. The regional rave report is really funny this month. Sarah Van Buren, who writes that, went to a sort of like weekend long rave in the woods.
I saw photos on social media. Yeah. I don't know where it was or
Sustained Release is the fest, but I don't know where.
So she writes about the sort of hero's journey she went through, as all people do at weekend long festivals. You know, the highs and the lows. I thought that was cool. And then, yeah, I mean, you know, there was a bunch of great like local art, like illustration sort of stuff that was sent in and. Like a collage piece. And so, yeah, the idea with the zine, if anyone out there is interested, is like it's an open platform, so you can just email us something that you've written or created, and we just put it in. It's like there's no bar for admittance. There's no criteria other than you being local, and it's just a way. And then we print 1,000 copies and put them all over the area. So it's sort of a cool way to connect dots between the area and for people to find out about other people in the area doing cool stuff.
And while we have you here, Mike, how did our Opus 40 shows over for the season now?
No, we've got a couple more. October 7th, that's a Saturday, is kind of our last big show, which is the big takeover, sort of longtime Hudson Valley band, sort of reggae pop sort of band. And then we've got one interesting show that we're doing is called a new group called Carpool Choir. That is a choir of local singers, really great singers doing Ukrainian, Bulgarian sort of polyphonic stuff. Nice.
I love that stuff.
And I believe they're going to perform in and on the sculpture at Opus. That is Sunday, October 22nd. Cool. So there's a couple little things like that sprinkled throughout the month, but we're kind of past our busy season.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think we're all very excited that the Opus 40 is doing so many shows in the summer now that I think that was a great addition locally.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it seems like some new places are popping up, like indoor spaces. So I have to say I'm kind of optimistic for this winter and just having a little bit more activity. The last few winters, it's felt like things have almost slowed to a halt. Not quite, save for Avalon Tubbies and Colony,
Yeah, we had, good turnouts last winter for, local artists, especially people coming out to see their friends. But I agree. I'm optimistic that attendance will be even better this winter. And like you said, there are a number of new spaces that seem like they're going to try to program year round. So this is great.
It seems like more and more when I see on social media some national band that I like list their tour dates, almost always now there's a Hudson Valley stop.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where before there often was not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Either Hudson Valley or they'll play No Fun up in Troy.
Close enough to drive too. Yeah, totally.
I just had a one of those and they listed Opus 40 Kingston, New York. And I was like... Someone's going to kill me for this.
Oh, yeah. Lots of fans love to list Avalon as being in Catskills.
Catskills. Yeah, just Catskills. You'll find it.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else at Avalon while you're here, Liam?
I was just looking. I mean, also Halloween related, there's Brian Dewan is teaming up with Jenny Toomey.
New Catskill resident.
Mm-hmm, for a Halloween show on the 29th. I'm going to join them for a couple songs, as are a few other.
Well,
folks.
And Avalon has a lot of dance parties.
We do have a lot of dance parties this month.
Because you have kind of have the Halloween sort of dance party stuff, and you have CRN
Community Rave Network. Yeah. We've got Primal Disco.
Yeah,
We have a Friday the 13th party that Trist is doing as well. A lot of dancing. Yeah.
Do you have a bigger audience for the dance DJ things or for the band kind of things, or does it
say that our monthly parties like Community Rave Network and Primal Disco have really built up to be our biggest regular events. Unless we have a live act with someone that has a lot of name recognition already, which is somewhat rare, those are our biggest nights of the month. It's kind of something I want to try to build more next year. Get a few more of those parties that fill different niches. I mean, Michael, who does Primal Disco, really identified a whole crew of people that wanted to go out and dance in the Hudson Valley that didn't have their own party. So I'm sure that that exists.
So if you're out there and you want to dance sometime, people always say there's no place, but Avalon has several parties for that sort of thing.
I think Avalon has kind of become probably the best. It's not, I wouldn't call it a nightclub, but it's the closest thing to a nightclub that I think the Hudson Valley has.
While hopefully avoiding the pitfalls of what a nightclub can be.
Yeah,
it has the extra excitement sometimes. You go and just, you're eating because the Korean food is amazing, but something could be going on upstairs and something could be going on in the stage room too. And so you get all these different people that you wouldn't have run into, you run into.
Yeah, totally. That's kind of the
and
best.
And everyone's waiting in line together at the bar. So that's, yeah. You,
when scenes collide.
Yeah, yeah.
That does make me happy.
And then I guess that, how did the Dromedary Record Festival
that
go?
That went wonderfully. A lot of people came for that. That was sort of a very, in some ways, kind of a niche music festival of like, you know, 80s, 90s downtown New York and Hoboken indie bands. But people,
really, really good lineup. Like if you are into that scene, it was like,
it was it was good.
It was awesome. Al, who organized it, just put in a ton of work. He did one night at Tubby's, you know, Friday, and then two nights at Avalon. And yeah, it was extremely well attended. Great crowd. The bands were awesome. I did sound for the whole thing, so I was shot by the end, but it was really fun.
The secret is Al might have a new show on WGX season.
Oh, love that. All right. That's great. Yeah, he's really been a just great sort of addition to the Hudson Valley scene in terms of making things happen and supporting local bands.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I guess one more thing I'm noticing that I'll say is Falcon just had a lot of intriguing shows to me this month. A lot of cool world music.
Yeah, and worth mentioning, like, Falcon is always pay what you can, sliding scale at the doors.
I've still never been. It's, how far is it from here?
It's in Marlboro, so it's a little south of the Poughkeepsie Bridge, you know, it's a little south of Highland, basically. Mm-hmm. So it's not that far, but, you know, it is a little bit of an oasis down there too, like, or an island. It's like, there's not too many venues like in Newburgh. There's not too many, you know, there's not really anything in Highland. So it's like, it's sort of like a little bit of a destination sort of spot. And they, mm-hmm. yeah, they do these great international acts, sort of more jazz leaning stuff, I would say. But then they also have like up and coming indie rock stuff.
Yeah.
And it's always, always, always pay what you can, which is mm-hmm. incredible.
Yeah. Especially, I think Lightning Bolt is like $23 or $26 mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. which means it's $30 with the
fees,
the fees and the extras that they don't, Super Chunk was $30. I'm not used to going to a club and paying that much.
It's true, but then again, I mean, everything else has risen in cost, so yeah. Should we really still be paying $10 for shows?
Or I'm used to the $5 Fugazi number,
but it's true, it is.
Those days have passed. All right, anything else you guys want to mention?
No, thank you.
I think just like
us.
I said, Chosen Family Presents on Instagram, or you can actually go to chosenfamilypresents.com as well, and we list all the places we're dropping the zine, and like I said, we'll share the show paper pages on there as well.